CH. We roll on Guest of the Day, part two, with not one, but two more guests. Krista Getkin, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. We already worked out you are no relation to the other Getkin that called last hour and won trivia.
Correct.
Because I just sent you the pizza. You could take it with her. Everybody would save gas that way.
Right.
So. And next to you, Missy McIntyre. Missy, how are you doing this morning?
Great.
Everybody wearing, and you're going to see these smiling faces, and more importantly, back the blue t-shirts, because big event coming up, Delaware County Pay It Forward, second annual Back the Blue event, National Night Out. Tell me a little bit about what Back the Blue is.
So Back the Blue is our version and the way we participate in the National Night Out. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign across America that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer and more caring places to live. So this program enhances relationships between the community businesses, neighbors, children, and law enforcement, and while bringing back a true sense of community. And it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances. The event has numerous free-to-the-public activities, games, entertainment, where the community members can also freely interact with local law enforcement to build positive relationships and also break down any stereotypes that all police are bad, per se. It also gives law enforcement a chance to show the community that they are people, too, and they do live outside the uniforms.
Well, some of the coolest people I know are police officers and sheriff's deputies. Let's talk about when the event is and where the event is, too.
Yep. So the event is going to be held on Tuesday, August 2nd from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Moving it there just for more parking. So parking will be on the north side of the fairgrounds and we'll enter in the east gate. And we do have a rain date of August 3rd, pending weather, which hopefully it's great weather.
And the rain date for the rain date, I'm told, is the 4th of August at your house.
Yeah.
Is that true? We're all just going to gather in the living room, hang out and
put
everything.
Put some tents, inflatables,
No, we'll just do it right in the house.
Oh, yeah, you know, even better.
You got a TV, don't you? We can just gather around the TV and have snacks. Let's talk about what's going to be planned this year and what might be different from what was planned last year.
So lots of activities for the kids and some for the teens this year and then as well as the adults. We have tons of opportunities to interact with the law enforcement between different activities we have planned, like the tug of war, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a huge hit last year with the kids.
And you said there's going to be a lot of representatives from all over the county, too. So it's not just Manchester and everything. So
it's county, state, and city police. So lots of them there. We had quite a good turnout last year for them. As far as entertainment, we'll have the bouncy houses, inflatables like we did last year. We kind of pulled back on how many of those we had, but added a couple different things like a rock wall and a fast pitch game that we'll have as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And we'll have the games and the prizes and the activities, the coloring stuff like we did for the littles last year as well. Free popcorn, free cotton candy. We had the face painting and temporary tattoos we're bringing back, as well as the free balloon animals. This year we'll have the giant Jenga like we did last year, but we're also going to have giant checkers and a giant Connect Four.
Nice.
Just for some other stuff to have around there while you can play without having to wait in a line.
Will I be able to get a sticker that says Junior Deputy? Will that be there? Because that's like very important.
Yes and no. So it doesn't say Junior Deputy, but it does say Police Officer.
Ooh, you get promoted.
You get promoted.
Oh, you know what that means? I don't have to pay for a speeding ticket when I'm riding my bike through town. That's what that means.
So we did bring back, with the stickers, we did bring back the what we called the scavenger hunt, where the kids had to go find an officer from each department and ask them a question, and then they got their sticker once they had their page filled out.
Oh, so I have to work for the sticker? I can't just show up and get the sticker?
You do.
Missy, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I don't like talking to crowds. You should know this about me. And let's talk about what work it takes to pull this event off, because I know, you know, you're renting bouncy houses and you're buying stickers and popcorn.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the people that help make that possible.
Yep. So all of this is done through a sponsor. So each year we reach out and we're grateful for the sponsors we have for the inflatables, the dunk tank, rock wall, all that good stuff. So all of the money that you have gets put towards stuff like that or any additional costs that may come up. We especially want to thank Gateway Appliance, Ace Body Shop, Petland Construction, Bremy Drug, Finery, and then the ladies over at Keller Williams Realty for the inflatables and the many more people that have donated that I'm obviously forgetting to list. So, yeah, all sponsors, but we appreciate your help.
Now, let's say, you know, Gateway is sponsoring the dunk tank. Does that mean they get to sit in the dunk tank? Is that how that works?
No.
You throw Justin and the gang over there in the dunk tank, like, hey, you're a sponsor. You got to sit in it now.
Not quite. So in the dunk tank is where we put two officers from the city police, the sheriff's office and the state troopers. So two of them will be in there. You'll pay for some balls to throw at them and hopefully dunk them in the water.
No, don't, because they will remember who dunked them.
Very
and
true.
They will remember that for the next year and everything.
Go at your own risk.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraising element of this, because obviously it's for a good cause, but it's for a monetary fundraising cause as well, too.
Yeah, so each year we're planning on selecting a different recipient to receive the funds that we raise at the event. Last year, we raised almost $3,000 for Officer William Halverson, who was the officer shot in the line of duty. This year's fundraiser, we will assist the Delaware County Sheriff's Office with the expenses associated in the initial canine purchase, training equipment, specialized canine vehicle equipment, funds needed to sustain the program for all the stuff that they're going to be using him for. So to kind of help them kick off their own fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So kind of worked hand in hand pretty good this year for us.
So now I can just show up with a check, or is there other ways to raise money, or kind of how does that coincide with everything that's going to be going on?
Yep. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to show up with a check. We would appreciate that as well. But again, at the event, we're going to have pie in the face in the dunk tank. So pie in the face, again, we'll have jars with money. You'll donate there. The person with the most money from each of the departments will be getting a nice pie tin, a cool up in the face. We'll have the dunk tank again, where, again, you pay for the balls to throw. And then prior to the event, new this year, we do have an online shop set up to sell some T-shirts with our Back the Blue logo that you can purchase to wear at the event. The store is open until July 18th, with hopes that if you order, you can wear them to our event on August 2nd. So that link is on our Facebook page. But again, another great way to support the funds and the group that we're supporting. Mm-hmm. And again, 100% of the funds will go to the Delaware County Sheriff's Office for their new canine unit.
I think you would raise even more money if you didn't do a whipped cream pie, but a cream cheese.
Ooh.
You know, because it wouldn't fall off. It'd stick there and it'd cling there.
Nice
and
hot day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd definitely throw $20 in for that just
there
to see that happen. So Missy and Christy with us this morning from Delaware County Pay It Forward. All right. How can people help? Folks want to get involved. What's the best way to go about doing that?
So one other thing we're doing is a silent auction this year that's new. So we are looking for auction items if you'd like to donate. We are still going to do the door prizes for the adult participants who want to put their name in the bucket, and we'll draw and see if you win a door prize. So those will be kind of smaller items than they were last year. But the silent auction items we're looking at, hoping to raise a little extra funding for them there. We are still looking for our premier sponsor so that we can bring back Feed an Officer for the event. And what that is the officers will get a voucher per se, and they can take it to any of the food vendors we have that day, and they can get a free meal for them and their families. So we're still looking for a partner to help us fund that. So we're really hoping we be able to do that again this year. We still need in a sponsor for the Rock Wall. So we have all the other events or mm-hmm. activities mm-hmm. sponsored already. That's the one we're still looking for a sponsor for. And then, as Christy mentioned, we accept monetary donations to help with this as well. So if you don't have time to go shopping, or you just want to stay here, just put it towards wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
We will, we're obviously accepting monetary donations for that as well. And those can be sent to us through our mailing or
okay.
to
And you've got a Venmo and everything.
We have a Venmo,
so, okay.
And yeah, so.
And that's at Delco Pay It Forward, what it looks like.
Yep.
So.
Yep. So if you want to do Venmo, we just have you put in the comment BTB 2022.
Think about this for the silent auction. Morning show co-host for the day.
Hey, that would be
that'd be
a
at
fun
least
one.
$2 right there. Might get you three. So, but we'll talk off the air about that. That could be
yeah,
something fun.
That
so.
Would be great.
And Christy would come back and do it in a heartbeat. I know she would.
Absolutely.
So, again, you can, and it looks like, what, DePaco, too, right? Where you
yeah,
can drop
yep.
some donations off for you guys. How, if I want to do that, do I have to write, like, Back the Blue, or how do I go
yeah.
about doing that?
So, kind of like for the Venmo, just write Back the Blue
okay.
In your memo, or just when you'd get there. We work with them quite frequently throughout the year, so they
okay.
know that if you just come in and say, I want to donate this to Pay It Forward, and then whatever event we're working on, they know right where to put it.
Awesome.
So,
well, let me ask you this, then, as we kind of wrap up our time this go-round. What folks need to remember, what's some final things you want them to take away from our get-together this morning here?
Yeah, so again, recap, event will be August 2nd from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. A reminder that it is a free event with the hopes, again, of a silent auction and some other items that will cost some money. But again, just a fun night out for the community to promote positive relationships between our local law enforcement and the members of the community. Missy and I and the committee are so excited again for this event, bringing it back bigger and better than last year. So hoping we can top that off and see everybody on August 2nd.
There you go. Mark your calendar for that. Missy McIntyre and Christy Getkin, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. And again, morning show co-host for the day. I'll start the bidding at $2.
I like it.
There you go. Thanks for coming in, guys. Delaware County Pay It Forward. Do you have a Facebook page or a website people can check out?
We have a Facebook page. It is just Delaware County Pay It Forward. And you can go there. You can contact us through there or through our email, which is DelawareCountyPayItForward@gmail.com.
Awesome.
With any questions or if you'd like to volunteer, we're also looking for volunteers that day. We'll start looking for the volunteer list here in a couple weeks.
Missy and Christy, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Our best to everybody over at Pay It Forward, too, all right?
Thank you.
Don't you forget, mark your calendar. Back to Blue coming up August 2 right here in Manchester. We'll keep you up to date on Mix 94.7 KMCH.